Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Yeah. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. We've been saying that for a while around here. Proudly. Good morning and welcome at 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, if you ever miss a minute of the show, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download your podcast, like the Odyssey app, for instance, AUDACY, the Odyssey app, and wherever. And just click on subscribe and you're in. Woo-hoo! Oh! Wow, did you see any of the Senate hearings yesterday? And in this corner on a rotisserie, Pete Hegseth, look, he himself, he had one mistake. One error, one thing that he didn't do well on, and it was at Senator Reid. I forget what state he's from, but anyway, he's a jerk, obviously, but he did say, what's a JAG officer?
Oh.
And Hegseth didn't know. I don't know if it just escaped him. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, I'm the expert. I just watch TV. Judge, advocate, general. I screamed it at the TV. Pete didn't hear me. It's weird. Usually coaches on the sidelines sometimes hear me. But Pete didn't hear me.
Huh.
Other than that, I just thought he did. He did a tremendous job. He held up very, very well, which you would expect. But some of the Democrats.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they are. Look.
Lunatics?
Well,
unhinged.
Yes. Well, they're lunatics, but yes, I was talking more about the unhinged, the outwardly, overly, overtly emotional ism that was going on there. It's interesting. It's like, you're going to answer these questions. And we've got some sound bites for you, but it's just, they're, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And they're all emotional.
Perfect.
And they're all, But some of the questions resented, and why can't women be in combat? I would have said, because they become crazy and emotional like you are right now.
Yeah, would you like to go there now?
There were so many things that he could have said and wanted to say, but he would never get confirmed, because even if it's the wackiest senator ever, you cannot disrespect them in these scenarios. Because they will kind of defend each other, even if they're from across the aisle, if you're disrespectful. So, and there was the one line where Pocahontas was, I don't even know what my DNA is, but I know all about what it's going to take to be, run the DOD.
Of course.
And she was, what was she going on? You believe that generals should wait 10 years before, joining the private sector to work for, like, a defense contractor. He's like, yeah, he's nodding. Will you agree to not serve a ticket? Will you agree? You want the generals to do this. Will you agree? And he said, Senator, I'm not a general.
Whoops.
And the place erupted. They were laughing. It was like a very natural reaction. And yes, he did have a lot of supporters in the crowd. But the Democrats.
Oh, they were just awful.
Well, here, we'll give you a little taste of it. This first clip here is with Senator Gillibrand.
You said in your statement, you don't want politics in the DOD. Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military. I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present. My critiques, Senator, recently and in the past, and from personal experience, have been instances where I've seen standards lowered.
Ah, standards.
And standards came up many times through that. Yep. And it was really Senator Joni Ernst who prepped him properly on this whole idea. You know, don't say women shouldn't be in combat or there's no roles for them. What you do is stick to this. We want the highest standards, and the standards and the bar should remain high for everyone. And she helped him with that because she's former, she might still be in the reserve or something, but she served many, many years, and she served in combat situations. Mm. So she was very, very helpful, I think, to him in kind of addressing this issue. Look, it's not male or female. It's can you pass the standards to be at this particular level and to fit this particular role? And if the standards are high, frankly, if we're being honest, not a lot of women are going to qualify.
Right.
Okay.
It's a physical thing.
So that takes care of that. Oh, what about that crazy woman from Hawaii?
Oh, Hirano?
Oh, my gosh. Did she get hit in the head with several pineapples or what?
Oh, she's one of the worst in general.
She is a nutbag. Let's hear what this crazy kook has to say.
Would you use our military to take over Greenland or...
What?
An ally of Denmark?
Yeah.
Senator, one of the things that President Trump is so good at is never strategically tipping his hand. And so I would never in this public forum give one way or another what orders the president would give me in any context.
That sounds to me that you would contemplate carrying out such an order to basically invade Greenland.
Well, you know, if the commander-in-chief told you to, it's kind of, you know. Say.
When somebody asks you a stupid question, you know, they paint you into a corner very quickly.
Uh-huh.
That's why we voted for Trump, because he said clearly Greenland's our enemy and we need to wipe them off the face of the earth. This is just bizarre. It just shows you these people literally are kooky. They're crazy. It's not funny. It sounds like the Addams Family, except there's no humor.
Uh-uh.
These people are in leadership positions, yet they're trying to tell him he's too young, he's too inexperienced and all that. It's like, hello, it's called fresh blood. We have seen what the other so-called leaders have done, and it was very clear when Trump was in there the first time that the generals really thought they were all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump, he's... Commander-in-chief, chuckle, chuckle, wink, wink. But we're
in charge here.
Well, that's about to change. That is about to change. Okay? So, let's hear from... Oh, this was a great exchange. It involves Tim Kaine and the senator from Oklahoma, Mullen. This was great.
Many of your work colleagues have said that you show up for work under the influence of alcohol or drunk. I know you've denied that, but you would agree with me, right, that if that was the case, that would be disqualifying for somebody to be Secretary of Defense.
Senator, those are all anonymous false claims, and the totality
They're not anonymous.
The letters on the record here.
They're not anonymous.
On the record, people
we've seen records with names attached to them.
Senator Kaine, or I guess I better use the senator from Virginia, starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night?
Ooh, nervous laughter.
Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job? And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have.
Ooh.
Bam. Oh, he goes on. He says, hey, you know, how many have cheated on their wives and ends up in divorce? Did you ask him to step down then? You know what I mean? He covered, he was pretty good. He covered the game.
And notice he put it in current tense, not past tense.
Oh, yeah.
They say you show up. Not 5 years ago, 10 years ago, did you?
It was reported at one time or...
Yeah. Yeah. No, they know what they're doing.
Well, they don't know what they're doing.
Well, they're being slimy.
We can see what they're attempting to do.
Yes.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.